KO4DJW, KO4HKX.
Well, that was good timing. I just got back in here from outside. We had to pick up sticks from the weather, the storms that we had. So it took us a little longer. KO4HKX, W4DJW.
Plenty of them to pick up with the weather we've had the last 2 days, that's for sure. But here's your little bit of dead key. You tell me.
Sounds like the early stages of it. When it gets really bad, what it will do is you won't be able to hear anything anymore. And when you transmit, people won't be able to understand what you're saying. But it sounds like you're in the very, very early stages of it. So I don't know how long. What's causing that is whiskers. Whiskers start growing on the filters themselves. Look like little cat hairs. But if you can email me your serial number, I'll double check just to make sure, or the date that it was manufactured. Either one of those, I'll do a double check to make sure that it is in the range that had Kenwood had those bad filters.
HKX, can you get that off the box, or is it only on the bottom of the radio?
I think it's on the box too. If you have the original box,
bought this radio brand new, so I still have it.
Okay, that way you won't have to take the radio out. That does make it a lot easier. But if you can get that serial number, I'll see if it's in the range. I think we used the serial number, or it was the manufactured date, one of the two. I can't remember. I'll have to do some more research and find out. And then I think we ordered the filters from DigiKey. I'm not 100% sure, but I think that's where we got them. I'll have to run that by Wyatt one more time, see where he got his. He bought his... went bad about 2 years after mine went bad. So there was some time in between there to forget stuff.
I think I remember y'all talking about that a while back, but I didn't realize it was on one of these radios. But I did hear Wyatt and Shane talking yesterday that he had the 710, so I was kind of putting two to two together. That's what it was. But I will look, I'll try to do it tonight when I get home if I get time. Got a little bit going on this evening. If not, next day or two, it sounds like it's not a big rush right now.
No, because the only way you can tell it is, you would hear it too on your end. If it's the same problem, eventually it's going to go deaf where you can't hear it all. You can't hear anybody talking. And we won't be able to hear anything over that noise. So you're in the really, really, if you have that problem, the whiskers are really, really small right now.
So I got a little bit of time, which that's good. But I have two of these radios, but the other one doesn't get used near as much.
And if you bought it new, if you bought it brand new, then the only way that you would have it is if it was sitting on the shelf for a long time before you bought it.
Possible, because these radios, you know, have been out a long time, and so it's very possible where I got it from, because I can't remember, I don't remember where I got this one. I don't remember if I got it from Ham City or one of the other places, HRO or one of them. I bought two of them, and they were separate times, so, but I'll have to look and see.
All right, we'll keep an eye on it, and we'll find out if it's in that range, and if so, then we can be ready. You can order the filters ahead of time, and I had my filters for a long time before mine went bad, because somebody else's went bad before mine went bad, and they were telling me about it. I think I got that from Charlotte. Somebody in Charlotte told me about that. Anyway, I won't keep you. Enjoy the rest of your evening, and catch you on the net tonight. KO4HKX, W4DJW.
Thank you for the information, and I'll look and see if I got your APRS message before I get out of the truck, and pass that along to Elijah. But pleasure talking to you this afternoon. You have a good evening, and I'll look forward to catching you on that also. KO4HKX, clear.